Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, welcome back to the other stories. My name is Luke Condor with a K. It's just me today. This is another volume opener. This is a chance for us to just have a quick ritual. We must cleanse ourselves of the previous theme, open our hearts to the next theme. So, like I said, just me today. I'm just going to be talking about a couple of things, but I think the main thing I think you're probably all a little bit excited about is the draw. I'll be drawing a couple of names out of a hat today, and we'll be giving out some special little prizes. But okay, so first of all, let's just wave goodbye to the last theme, VR. If you listen to this now, you might be confused. Is the world real? Am I in a virtual reality? This is really happening. You're not in a VR world. Watch out for that. You nearly walked into a thing just then, but it's fine. It's real. It's all real. Okay, and now he's going to welcome the next theme, as voted for by you, Road Trip. So I'm expecting a lot of car travel, really. A lot of time spent in cars. I wonder how many of you guys actually listen to this whilst in the car, you know. I've done a few long car trips of my own, and only half of them resulted in my death. But like imaginary death. I'm the kind of person who will constantly worry about, oh my god, that road looks slippy. I might go off the edge there. This bridge is too... I was actually on one road trip and the brakes failed whilst I was going downhill. I'm one of those sort of cliff edge roads as well, and that was pretty terrifying. So yeah, expect lots of stories that result in gruesome little endings for people during their road trips. Okay, I've also got the next three themes picked out as well by you. So if you want to help pick pick the themes, head over to facebook.com/groups/hawk and cleaver and request to join. And that's where you basically vote in the themes. So if you want to have a say in, you know, what the stories are about, what kind of thing we'll be doing in the future, then you really have to be on that Facebook group. So the next three themes in the new year, we're looking at nightmares. So Freddy Krueger comes to mind immediately for me. I'm a big fan of that theme. You know, I've had many nightmares. I used to have night terrors as a kid. There were times when I wasn't sure if I was asleep or dreaming or awake and just seeing stuff at the bottom of my bed. So that'd be fun. Theme parks, another theme. There's actually an abandoned one in England called American Adventure. If you Google American Adventure, And just have a look at... It used to be a really pretty, beautiful American-themed theme park in the middle of England. And now it's this disgusting, rotten ruins of a weird place. It's like all the Americanization just looks kind of weird, like skewed, especially with being in the middle of dreary England. So yeah, Google that, that's quite fun. So I imagine the theme park scene will have a lot of that kind of thing going on. And the last theme, as voted for by you, is fairy tales, which, you know, fairy tales, I think that's probably like the biggest in terms of, you know, material that's out there that's ready to be subverted. I'm thinking of like Jack and the Beanstalk and that kind of thing. So that'd be interesting. Again, so these three themes were all voted for by you, and a massive thanks for getting involved in the voting there. It always makes it really interesting because from here you kind of start to expect certain things to pop up, and then you're always kind of surprised by what people come out with in the stories. So that'd be really interesting. Also, a quick super big shout out to four amazing people: Brett Rapp, Greg Wilk, and Lisa Xavier. Thanks so much for becoming patrons over at patreon.com/HawkandCleaver. Honestly, without the show, I don't know how we'd even do it, because we do have to pay various little fees. We like to pay Carl, the audio editor, for his time. He spends a lot of time doing this. So without the show, it wouldn't be possible. And also, just a big shout out to KG. You know who you are, KG, and thanks for that. He gave us a really nice donation that's really going to put us in a good stead for the new year and make sure that the show can continue. Okay, but like I said, today's episode is all about the draw. So earlier in the year, I asked people to go and sign up to the mailing list, and from there, I will draw some names and I will send out a print edition of the Other Stories Year One collection. It's like a 450-page book. There's more than 50 short stories, stories from the show and stories that you haven't read or heard before, and also some really cool behind-the-scenes pictures, which you never really get to see, especially if you're like, you know, this is an audio podcast. You never get to see anything visual, really. It's a really cool book. I think it's the best physical thing we've produced, Hawk and Cleaver, so I'm really proud of it. So I'm going to draw one name from the mailing list, but also, and that was the initial plan, but also I didn't want to leave out our Facebook group. I kind of felt like that those guys on the Facebook group are awesome people, you know, and I didn't want to sort of just overlook them. So I'm going to draw one name from the mailing list, and I'm going to draw one name from the Facebook group. So just to give you an idea, the mailing list has about 430 people. The Facebook group has 140. So if you want to be in the chance to win one of these things, go and join the mailing list of the Facebook group, and, you know, I might read your name out on the next giveaway. Okay, so let's have a look. So we'll start off with the mailing list. I'm just going to flick through super quick. Who shall it be? Who shall it be? It is someone called Adam.D.French. I'll be in touch. Congratulations, you've won a free print edition of The Other Stories. I'll get that over to you. Well, actually, I'll send you an email first, because I have no idea where you live. So we'll get that over to you. Congratulations. And then from the Facebook group, who are we looking at here? I'm just doing that thing where you kind of just scroll up and down super quick, and then I'm just going to quickly stop on someone's name. Maybe I should find out a better way to do this. Brian Marler. Okay, Brian Marler, congratulations. You have won a copy of The Other Stories Year One collection, and I'll get in touch with you soon to send that out to you. And let's see what else we've got to quickly talk about here. It's not too much more to say. What I will say is I will get Dan on, and we'll get together and do a little bit of an end of year farewell, and we'll just maybe have a little quick chat about our favourite moments of 2017, because we've had some pretty awesome things. You know, we hit 1 million downloads, we had some really amazing episodes, got some new narrators, some new you know, guest stories sent in, which is something we want to do more of. We're trying to build like the infrastructure for sort of accepting stories and that kind of thing. But yeah, so we'll do that. But in the meantime, congratulations to those winners. Thanks again to the patrons. Thanks again for helping us pick the themes, for those of you in the Facebook group. And thanks again for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be in touch soon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.